What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. We're here with Pepper and Cookie and Jasmine.
Hello.
And we are doing finally the segment and the show that the whole cast was waiting for, the bartenders in the house.
Yay!
And so we have one of our in-house bartenders here with us today, Mr. Mixit. And he's already prepared one drink for us, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about that drink. So welcome to the show, Mr. Mixit.
Cool, man. Finally good to be here. So first drink I made is a whiskey sour. I picked something really easy that everybody can do. You got everything that you probably need in your own cabinets. Sugar, lemon juice, whiskey. You can use egg whites if you want. It adds texture to the drink, and it's more classic. So throw all in a shaker, shake it up, and then with no ice, and then you can add ice after that, and shake it up again and strain it out. There's a lot of different ways to you can kind of doctor this one up. I'll make another version of this as you know later on, a New York sour, adding a little red wine to it, serving it on ice. But it's a good drink, refreshing for summer. Really simple to make too. I use syrup, so you make a simple syrup with sugar and water. Boil it up and then cool it down. Add that equal parts with your citrus and then two parts of your spirit. So you can do that with rum, gin, vodka.
Rubbing alcohol.
How about NyQuil?
NyQuil.
Anything
green.
Get creative.
Make it your own. Make it your own.
How about Benadryl? I'm just saying for my son, so it could be safe.
What about melatonin?
It's like a semi-virgin drink if you're using Benadryl for the kids. The good night juice, for real.
I put whipped cream around the rim. Be like, here, son, I made you something.
You're welcome.
On the complexity scale, in terms of drinks, what would you rate this one? Like 1 to 10, 10 being the highest.
It's probably about a 3. Like I said, you can't really mess this one. It's pretty much lemonade and booze. That's it. That's all you're making.
Lemonade
pretty simple. Like I said, you can add soda water. You can serve it over ice. You can serve it without the egg whites. However you like to drink it, and then you can use any spirit that you want to make it with too.
Does it get you drunk fast? Does it do the job?
Drink it fast.
Try it, Pepper. You tell us.
I always use 100 proof bourbon when I make drinks like this. It just works a lot better. It's not so sweet.
Nice.
Well, it looks so pretty.
And it gets the job done faster.
What kind of bourbon are you using?
This one's Jim Beam. They have a special 100 proof release that sits for 4 years in the barrel, so it's a lot. It's not super expensive, but it's definitely better than a lot of the shit that you buy. So Jim Beam's actually pretty good whiskey if you buy the right ones. Maybe wouldn't buy the 5-star, but you know anything better than that is pretty good.
So when they're aging in the barrels, I know some of the distilleries do different types of alcohol aging. And so are they aging it in anything else that's been, you know, used to age, like tequila or vodka or?
No, whiskey, if it's labeled bourbon, it can only be one-time use, brand new charred American oak barrels. You can only use it one time. It has to sit for minimum 2 years. There's no maximum, but, you know, most bourbons kind of peak at about 10 years. And this one in particular, if it's bonded, it means it sits for 4 years. So there are a lot of whiskeys, though, that do sherry, port, rum. I mean, any kind of barrel, really, that's once, like, previously used. They just can't label it bourbon if they do that. I guess it could be bourbon if it's finished. But, this one in particular, it's all brand new charred oak.
Right on. All right, so...
Super exciting. I'm bored listening to myself talk about this. I love this, too, and it's so...
Yeah, no, I mean, everybody, you know, and we're listening
we're
to you.
We're like, what the fuck is he saying?
Liquor is always a good conversation
like
to have.
It's
don't
going
doubt
one
yourself.
Ear out the other. We're just looking at that drink.
Yeah, right? Everybody's like staring at the drink right now. So I think it's, I think we should go ahead and.
Like, it looks like a cup of semen from here, you know?
That's what's so
I'm
pretty.
Thirsty.
It's frothy.
As it should be.
Just like Cookie likes, I'm tall and frothy.
Yeah, actually short and frothy, but whatever.
All right, Pepper, go for it.
All right.
Let's try
I should drink last because I have stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't want your shit.
Well, you only get herpes once, right?
That's right.
There you go. Well, I don't want it. Oh, it's so nice. It's lemony. I've tasted something like that. There's another drink that tastes like that. I can't think of which
it's
one.
It's called semen?
No, that's good, man. That doesn't taste like bleach.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Man.
I've tasted something like that. I can't think where. Like,
you know, I did.
It's very popular. Those drinks are getting really popular. All classic style really drinks are all coming back. Old fashions and sours and all that stuff's really getting popular now in a lot of hipster bars. Like the one I'm.
And you know what? Even out of country,
I think one of those would warm me up.
Yeah, I mean it's got some pretty heavy duty.
A pickle would warm you up, Pepper.
I feel a little tingly right now.
And what I was going to say is that even out of country, when I was in Australia, I asked for a whiskey sour, and they asked, you know, they were making sure that I understood, one, everything that was in the drink, and two, that I knew that there, because they were using, just like you did, the egg whites, and so they were making, do you like egg whites? Have you had it in your drink before? I'm like, I wouldn't have ordered this drink if I didn't know what was in it. And like,
I didn't even know there was egg whites. Yeah,
a lot of people don't understand. They get nervous about, you get food poisoning and you can't. It's you're serving it in acid and 100 proof alcohol and it's cold. It's not really good grounds for bacteria anyway. So they probably find.
Are we allowed to make suggestions for next time?
Sure.
Why not?
My favorite cocktail is called the Aviation.
Oh, nice.
Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
Yeah. That's my request. It's, it's so good. I've only had it, once, but I would never forget it for some reason.
Oh, yeah. No, that's one of those popular cold ones that's coming back. Negronis, yeah. Aviation. Oh, yeah. Like I said, all the that cocktail movement, a bunch of hipsters, and they love all that old shit. So do I. So do I, but...
All right, so we are, thank you for the first drink, and we're going to give him a chance to work his magic, and he's going to start working on his next drink that we're going to try out here, and Jasmine is up for the 2-minute warning, since it got pushed back, it's time to ante up, dude, time to stop dodging it. So I believe your topic was masturbation.
You're welcome.
That's right. That's right. My topic.
And whenever you want to start, go ahead. I'll go ahead and time it for you.
All right, I'm going to start now. So masturbation, a.k.a. flicking the bean, double-clicking the mouse, auditioning the finger puppets, jilling off... I never knew pornography can aggravate my carpal tunnel till I hit my 30s. You know how guys have a dominant hand and supposedly grow Popeye forearms from jacking off or whatever. If that was to happen to me, my hand would literally look like it could fit Mickey Mouse's fucking glove over it. My fingers would look so fucking Venice Beach beefy at first. Like I just injected whey protein on them bitches and got gains. But after a rough masturbatory Snapchat session with some fuckboy, you want to just fucking look at what my fingers look like, and I look at them, and they fucking look like E.T. fucking phoned home. I swear, if I were a dude, you can probably see a clear view of an embryonic sack and a fucking fetus growing on the fucking palm of my hand by now. Anyways, does anyone remember how it all started for you? I remember the day the internet became my best friend, too, you know? I remember how my porn encounters evolved from, black box Cinemax special to, multiple penetration tentacle midget porn. And you're just, looking at yourself and you're like, what the fuck have I gotten myself into? That's right. That's what fucking happens when your parents don't give you the fucking sex talk and you learn how to ask Jeeves instead on the internet. So, anyways, do you ever masturbate before making important relationship decisions? I think everyone should, because I end up getting back together with myself each and every fucking time. So, there you go.
Good job. Good job. That was awesome.
2 minutes.
And you were right on 2 minutes. That was really good. So, how
I'm
did...
really shaky, but... the weed helps, I guess.
So, it always does. See, so nothing to worry about. Like I told you, it really wasn't that bad, and 2 minutes really does go by a lot faster than...
It goes a lot by faster, because I think I don't know.
Well, since you guys
I think I had more to fucking say for some reason.
And you can do mine, because I can't do 2 minutes. I need, like, no. That's too long for me. Not in the bedroom, but... talking.
I was gonna
it
say
it really goes by so quickly though. Like I feel like I've prepped for more for some reason.
Yeah, I know. When I was when I was initially doing my bullet points for my 2 minute warning, I went through and I was kind of reading them off. Not really reading them off, but going through them in my head and making sure that, you know, I kind of had the lines and the setups and everything. Yeah. And I noticed that when I timed it out, I had to cut a lot of stuff out because as you're talking, you don't, you know, you kind of have to take into consideration how, you know, how you have pauses or how you breathe.
Yeah, you pace yourself too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll just breathe for like a minute and then I'll talk for the other minute.
She's going to get her 2 minute warning. She's going to be like... her on the mic breathing heavily.
You're like, for like a good 30 seconds, and you're like, and that was...
Like, I'm just warming up.
What was it about?
She's going to just get on the mic and fake an orgasm for 2 minutes, and that'll be her 2 minute
Hopefully my
warning.
Topic is not orgasm.
That
or...
would be her two-minute challenge.
To get it done in 2 minutes?
That would be her two-minute fucking fake an orgasm challenge. Holy fuck.
Right?
That'd be epic. You totally should. I vote yes.
It wouldn't happen.
I second that.
I couldn't orgasm in 2 minutes. It takes me way longer.
Okay, Jester.
Uh-huh.
It's two so far. Are you gonna go in?
What, that she can't?
Pepper needs to fake, well, that she's gonna fake an orgasm
fake
for 2 minutes.
Fake one for 2 minutes?
Okay, yes, that would be her 2 minute challenge.
I'll do that.
And it's the next episode.
I'll do that.
Why the hell not? If it works on Family Guy, you know the whole for 2 minutes, maybe it'll, I don't know.
Yeah,
why
I'll
not?
Do that. I'll do.
And if it sucks, hey, we can just cut it out.
As she so often does.
Exactly, but I think we could totally do it. So, guys, that is what you're going to hear next episode.
Yay!
Is Pepper Brace faking yourself. An orgasm for 2 minute fucking challenge?
I'll do that instead of talking.
So, I think we should get into a little lifestyles of the rich and shameful. What do you say, Cookie?
Okay, so the current event that is just taking over media right now in regards to B-list celebrities is the Black China Rob Kardashian, like, posts of her pictures and how it's, like, abuse. And I get that. That's super inappropriate. But I kind of lose compassion for her when I found out that she was liking every post. So he would put up a picture of her naked, inappropriate. I mean, if she was really complaining about something. But the fact that she liked it, I mean, really.
How vain do you have to be, right?
Black China vain. That's Black China vain right there. So, I mean, you kind of lose, like, compassion or a sense of, like, oh, poor thing. Because,
yeah,
I mean, she's enjoying every minute of it.
Right. She went from, how the fuck are you going to post my naked pictures, to, damn, I'm hot. I'm going to go ahead and like that one.
Right.
Without even
I'm
going to
heart
a,
it.
Right? Without even
Isn't
fucking
skipping.
Isn't
that what they do on Instagram? They heart it. Or whatever the fuck it is they do on Instagram. I don't know.
I like Black China better when she was Nicki Minaj.
Oh my god, I so thought when I saw her, I was
thank
like,
you.
She
yes.
looks just like her.
When like, she was singing Super Bass?
Yeah, and it was like, for me, it was kind of like Prince when he went from Prince to the cymbal and then just back to Prince. I'm like, wait, it's the same person, right? Like, that's racist.
So what do you think, Pippers? If you're naked pictures were getting posted on Instagram or not Instagram, yeah, wherever they're getting posted, would you be up there like liking them or
no? I'd report it. No, I would like take that shit down. Like, no,
She puts it on BuzzFeed.
She's like favoriting it and sharing it out. So everybody check that shit out.
While sending it in instant messages.
She's like forwarding it to every single fucking social media platform.
I'm all like this page.
Check
like
this.
Posting it.
I already told you, I'm not putting that up on our site.
Not again.
No, I
So I guess it's illegal, though, right, guys? They said it's like revenge porn or something is what they consider it. So they're like pressing charges.
That was the term that I was looking for, revenge porn. So yeah, if she wasn't liking them, if she wasn't enjoying the fact that he was doing it, then yeah, that would be like revenge, vengeful in regards to, I'm going to hurt you by posting these naked bitches.
Right.
But she liked each and every one of them.
And yeah, I'm just supposedly like, there was a video as well. I don't know if that's true or not.
Like, what, you can't do that.
a video with
video of her and some other dude banging, apparently. And so I guess that was her cheating.
Well, are they all jumping on the bandwagon? Is that what that family does now? Maybe it's just being fucking porn. It just seems like that's where they want
to
be.
Well, I mean, how they become who they become. They have to make a porn first, you know?
Or they get a sex change.
Wait. Let me write this down. Let me write this down real quick.
Oh, you went there.
I didn't know there was an actual science to this.
Yeah,
I thought
make
it was
a porn
just...
and then you get discovered.
You're going to be a star.
I have like three out there.
It's like they're either putting their shit out on display or they're cutting it off. I mean, it's like...
I have a whole season and I haven't got discovered, so I don't know.
I have a whole season. That was fucking good.
It's on
good.
Netflix.
Is that like one of the prereqs to be in that family? Is like you either got to be a porn star or willing to cut something off?
Yeah, like, you know, like some girls think...
Or date a black dude.
Or as Pepper calls it, just date a dude.
Date a dude and try to come up.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Or say, fuck being
Not
a
kidding.
Dude, I'm going to be a woman.
He, she's pretty. Calm down.
Debatable.
Next show.
They tried to fly with that beauty is in the eye of the beholder bullshit, and even Stevie Wonder was like, nah. Sorry, that's not gonna
She
fly.
Had hands as big as her balls.
Oh, man. So,
what would you do? Would you like your pictures if they were on there, or would you like report it?
Fuck yeah, I would like the shit out of my pictures.
Everybody
else should
too. You really have to fucking ask him about fucking people?
The this only person more vain
like
than Blac Chyna,
like,
Chester.
That?
What about you, Cookie?
No, I'd report that shit.
Right?
Yes. I'm sure that people would report it for me. What is this smut doing online? This looks like animal cruelty. This looks like someone that just let themselves go for years and years. Oh, they're 30. They're in their... Oh, dang.
That's just sad.
Someone lived a hard life. Intravenal?
I'd like it.
Oh, so there is another drink sitting on the table that everybody is now staring at, and this one looks even more impressive than the last. So what do we got now?
It's pretty much the same drink. At the base of it, it's another whiskey sour. I used a rye whiskey for this one. It's not as strong, so I use a lot more of it. And on top of it is a float red wine, so it's a New York sour. And it kind of... Just kind of gives it some nice little different element to it. Looks good. A lot of chicks love it. Pepper loves it. You like it? Looks good. Looks pretty. I'd pay $18 for that. Absolutely.
Yeah. They better do the job, though.
And on the average, if you went to a bar or a place where they would carry stuff to make the drink, what are you expecting to pay on average for something like this?
It just depends. You can put together good drinks out of shit alcohol if you know what you're doing. So in that case, you could pay $6, $7, $8 for a drink like this. Or I've seen some, you know, they get up there between $16, $17, $18 bucks for a cocktail.
Damn.
And they're served in a little glass like that.
Just depends. Like I said, if you're paying $15 for a drink, they're not putting garbage alcohol in it. It's $15 for a reason.
Alcohol, much like penises, ice, size matters.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. if you go and you're like, no eyes, do they?
I laugh in your face. I laugh in your face. I make your drink taste like shit on purpose.
They put a bunch of ice and then like, it's like a shot of.
Yeah, you might as well take the ice because no matter what, you're not going to get a full glass of alcohol. I mean, if you want more booze, you have to pay for it, basically.
He's like, hey,
just take the ice.
He goes, I don't come down to where you work and slap the dick out of your mouth and tell you how to do your job.
I've done that before. She gets pissed.
Yeah. Don't disturb me when I'm working, okay? Don't come to my job and rain on my parade.
Have you guys ever seen that segment?
That cost extra.
The bartender hates you?
No.
It's on YouTube. It was kind of like just a comedy skit that... They set up, and Mr. Mixit actually showed it to me, and it was hilarious. It's like all the stuff basically bartenders wish they could do. Is that pretty much it?
And some of it I've actually done. I just, you know, you get to a point.
Tell me more.
You get to a point where you hate people for that time period, or that you hate that job. And it's like, yeah, it's okay. There's a lot of bars. I'll go find another one.
As a customer, I hate paying for a drink that's gonna be filled with ice. So. It's a loose situation, I guess.
Drink at home.
So next time I'm going to go and I'm going to ask for two cups. And then I'm going to put the ice on one cup and be like, this is not a full drink.
I already told you, they're not going to mix you good drinks at 7-Eleven. You have to go to a bar.
Yeah, totally, absolutely.
The Slurpee.
Yeah, that one's Slurpees.
On vodka.
Slurpees, not tea.
Says that's the girl drinking a Four Locos out of a metal water bottle.
All class, all the time.
Suck right. It.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to try this one.
I am too. It's so pretty.
Go for it.
Has a little swirl on top.
Right? And is that... Did you want to try that one especially because it reminded you of your period blood and
no,
dad
no, no.
jizz cocktail?
No, I didn't
cocktail.
Choose the period blood. I chose my dad's jizz, remember.
If I remember correctly...
I chose her dad's jizz too. Me too.
If I remember correctly, you and
you're
Cookie
the one who wanted
both.
To fucking put it in a hot tea bag.
Yeah. See, that's what it would look like. The jizz wow. and the period.
Wow. Yeah. That's good. You know what? I'm not a big wine
that's
drinker.
It.
Come on, Chester.
I'm really, really not a big wine drinker, but that one was pretty.
He's like, I'm not really a
damn
jizz
near perfect.
Drinker.
So
I'm not really a jizz drinker.
I,
but
I
like
that one. You might want to give some to Fuck Checker because I'm sure she's definitely going to want to try this one. Again, basically the same whiskey sour.
Yeah,
with
same whiskey sour, and it has red wine on top. I use a lesser proof whiskey, so I added a little more of it.
And you mentioned using rye whiskey. Is there any? Is there a brand of whiskey in particular that you would recommend for drinks like this?
You know what? If you're gonna choose between whiskeys. If you're going to make a cocktail with it, don't spend a lot of money on your bottle. You're just wasting – you're buying something that's more expensive so it's a better product, but you're wasting your money by putting a bunch of other stuff in it. So you're not going to get that quality anyway. So buy something that's maybe – if you go to market, spend
– Popov.
Yeah, absolutely. Popov's – anything in a plastic bottle. So yeah. 18 to 25 bucks is more than enough. I mean, you don't even need to spend that much. But bourbon, if you use bourbon, you get a little bit of a sweeter drink. Use rye or wheat or Maker's Mark, things that are wheated, you're going to get a little bit a different, more, sometimes harsh, sometimes smooth. It just depends on what brand you buy. So bourbon, getting a sweeter drink. Use anything else, rye, or, you know, that'll cause kind of a stronger flavor to it. Canadian whiskey is pretty good to mix with. Jameson's good for everything. Jack Daniel's is good for everything. I mean, those are like you can get them anywhere. Crown Royal, like those will make decent drinks. So I would probably shoot for those. If you really want to, you know, get fancy, like basically just buy something that's a little more expensive.
But if you wanted it super sweet, what about like something like a Honey Jack?
Sure, but that stuff is really syrupy, so you just have to kind of taste it before you actually mix it with ice. That's a good way to kind of make sure that it's the way you like it. Just taste it before you put ice in it and shake it. And that way you can add more booze, you add more citrus, you can add more syrup, you can add, you know. You just kind of adjust it. So that's, I would just, you can use anything too to shake it with. You can use, if you don't have bar tools, you can use like a protein shake container. Mm-hmm. Use one of those, use mm-hmm. that. You can use, anything that'll seal with a lid, a Tupperware, get creative. So yeah, get creative. Use condom. When there's a will, there's a way. Use condom.
What do you know about condoms, Cookie?
Shut up.
I use Old Overholt in this, and it's good. $18 bottle of whiskey.
Well, it's a great drink. I like it a lot, and
it's really good.
And it's definitely something I would pay more than $10 for.
Can I just have you come home with me and make these kind of drinks and like? You just,
sure. Let's talk about a salary.
Ring a bell. I'll be like.
Yeah, let's talk about a salary.
Surprise me.
So, yeah, I guess if you meet the salary requirements, it shouldn't be a problem. Plus, then you're going to be making all kinds of trips to Costco for...
She can't even meet the height requirement. How is she going to meet the salary requirement?
Oh, speaking of of height requirement, I don't know if you saw this, while we're on the Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameful. Everybody knows who Mia Khalifa is, right? The porn star that was like Florida State.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was retired. She only worked in porn for like a year. Had that little that run in with the hate mail because she did a porn with
her husband, right? Were they having sex or her?
No, with their.
You just say
with
she did a porn instead of like a porno.
With their.
I don't know why that bothered me.
She had sex with breastfeeding and...
No, no, that wasn't her.
Oh,
that was,
what?
No, that wasn't her. That was a different article.
Oh, a different article.
But yeah, no, we'll cover that. We'll cover that on another one.
Fucking porn star.
But their traditional headdress that they wear, she was basically... She wore one with her face covered and everything and, like, nothing else. And so she got a bunch of hate mail from the Muslim community for that. So she's, I guess, one that, like, when... People like famous athletes try to like, get, you know, send her DMs or whatever. She like puts them on blast all over Twitter and tries to roast them. And so she tries this recently with one of the an NBA player that's 5'9" and she's 5'2", and so she's making jokes about his height. And she's like, "I'll let you touch my titties if you can reach them." And it just kind of went wrong for her. And everybody was like, "You're 5'2", he's 5'9". And some guy goes, "And gravity hasn't been kind to you, so unless he wants to bend down and grab your titties up off the floor, I don't think he wants to touch them." So I guess not always a good thing to try to roast, especially when you're not prepared for your material.
No.
Makes things kind of awkward, kind of like our next segment we're going into here. It's awkward moments in dating history. And so, for Mr. Mixit, since he hasn't been on the show before, I think we'll go ahead and let him start off. So this segment is basically any random story that you had that was a moment in your dating history that was super awkward, super awkward for you or for everybody else or whoever. So I'll let you get the ball rolling on this one.
All right, here we go. First one.
No, wait.
Oh.
That's the next segment. That's,
going first?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So this one is just the awkward moments. That one's for,
just one?
if you want to go ahead and give a couple.
Share one.
It's up to you. Let it all hang out. Cookie does.
I was told I couldn't do that anymore.
Well, just not in front of the school.
You're right. Boundaries. That's what the ankle bracelet's for.
Where's your class?
I guess one of the good awkward one was I was dating someone who, I was trying to date somebody who had a boyfriend, and I knew that she did, but she never outright told me. So we went out once, and nothing happened between us, but through a mutual friend, I found out that, you know, the boyfriend was really upset. He found out about it. So I went out to a show, and I got ripped drunk, and I called her, left several messages on her voicemail, and finally connected with her through my friend's telephone, and
stalking.
Just F you, and I hate you, and I said, hang on 1 second, so I had to turn around and throw up on the lawn while all the... While the show was breaking up and everybody was leaving, I'm turning around, throwing up on the lawn. And the awkward thing was the next day, I had to work all day long, 5 feet away from her.
Oh,
all for 8 hours. That's for eight, I was stuck in a little cubicle with her all day long.
Oh man,
that was a good one.
That's kind of like when I was my ex-wife, we used to work together, and it was like you would fight at the house, right? And you would fight in the car on the way there, and then have to work in the same building with her all fucking day. And yeah, it was just terrible. I mean, everybody was like, "Oh, isn't that awesome having your wife at work?" And I'm like, "Yeah, not that one."
Yeah, I see her at home. Fuck no.
Like maybe if maybe if it was somebody that was like not bitching at me all the time.
that's just hard to deal with. Like you see them at work and you see them at home. Like you need time to miss them.
Right. And then
hindsight's always 20/20.
I don't care if you say you don't. You need your time to miss them.
Pepper's removing her foot from her mouth right now.
The hot girl's kicking in. What is that?
I would hope
serum?
So. You've been drinking since 11.
Whatever. 12 o'clock somewhere.
Snap.
It's 5 o'clock.
It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, see, and the rule in my house is like you can't drink until after 12. So
I talked to her the other day, and she was like, "You want to go get a drink?" I was like, "Pepper, it's 10:30." She's like, "I didn't ask you what time it was. I asked if you wanted to go get a drink."
City water or not, fucker.
She's like, "I have a watch.
I can read time."
Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right, Jasmine.
Not the ones with, like,
what about you? What do you got for awkward moments in dating history?
Damn. I'm trying to contemplate whether or not I should talk about this.
Yes.
Do it. All the cool kids are doing it.
They have nicknames anyways. They don't even know who they are.
Okay, well, there's this dude, and he works for, like, the government. Anyways,
it's not the NSA, is it?
Close.
Well, if it's not the NSA, then we're okay. I'm sure they're listening to us anyways.
So this whole entire time I had like this... I thought he was going to be like, you know...
Good at
really? Well, I mean, he's really attractive. He was really attractive.
Aren't they all?
But I was expecting more because of what he did for work, I guess. I don't know. And he seemed pretty like successful, but anyways, uh-huh. So he invited me to his apartment, and it turned out he was like subleasing his apartment from like a black couple.
So you had roommates?
There. And I was like, here I am thinking, oh my god, he's gonna have like a bunch of like really geeky, like fancy shit. But no. And then to top that off, he was very, very awkward. And I usually feed off of other people's energy, so needless to say, he was like really shy. Mm. And yeah, so I was like seeing him for like a little bit, but we're not like dating or anything. We kind of just like, you know, like mess around or whatever. But it's just really weird because that's just not how I expected him to be. He wears like Crocs.
What's wrong with Crocs?
It's like Adam Carolla said, there's nothing wrong. It's like getting a blowjob from a guy.
Know.
There's nothing wrong with
here
until you look down
with
and realize
my standards,
your date.
I guess. No, but to be fair, he's a really nice dude, but I was just not expecting him to be, like, as humble as he was, I guess, and down to earth in comparison to what it looked like from, like, a dating profile. So
it was like, so I guess the gist of it is all the shake and bake and no dinner. All the, like, don't believe the hype. It was all...
Yeah, I guess. I mean, yeah, it's like it's really weird when you date people and you have like a completely different perception of what you think they are until you meet them and you're like, what in the fuck? Really?
She got catfished.
It's okay. She just cooked it and ate it.
She's like, so what else do you do? What do you mean? What else do you do when you're not being so fucking lame? So, okay.
Yeah.
So I, high school, I'm dating this girl, and we had just started dating, probably like 3 weeks into it, right? And she's bringing me home to, like, introduce me to her parents, and we get back to her house, and her parents aren't there. And so we had just come from eating, and I guess the food didn't really agree with me. And so I had to make use of the facilities. Judging by the size of her house, I thought they had more than one. Not so much the case.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, it was either, like, Thai or Indian food. And
oh, God, both are so good.
Yeah, not coming out, though.
Typical.
Whatever.
You would say that.
So
that's like my cleansing before I have, like, you know, anal or anal. Something for the week. You know, I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna go on an Indian food detox.
Most people just use douche.
She's douche all, I'm not ass. Most people.
You don't douche your ass.
You should try it. It's good.
Oh, shit. No. I won't douche my ass.
Or just go to the water park and don't wear your bottoms.
We did it, guys. We found something that Pepper won't do.
No, I won't put a douche. Like, but I'll have douche. Somebody, like, stick it in my ass to get me, like, cleansed out.
Yes.
Yeah. How does it, but not douche.
You're like, yes.
You don't clean stuff out by putting extra stuff in there. That's defeat. That's kind of counterproductive to your.
No, well, like you put.
She
stuff
sticks
in there.
Like a whole roll of Costco paper towels up there, just like.
You put
okay,
stuff
we're
in
good.
There to, like, you know, get the pressure going, and then just. Comes out.
We're gonna go over her house. She's gonna be standing with a water with a garden hose stuck up her ass. I'll be right with you guys.
One more.
She's
man.
Like, I'm
done.
So hydrated
just
today.
My ass out.
She's like, I don't like Indian food, so we're going with the garden hose. So needless to say, it was a horrible experience in the bathroom.
That's
and
so sad. Like, wow.
Not so much for me because I got to leave and I didn't have to be the next person in.
Oh, God.
So remember, I'm there to meet her parents. And so as I'm walking out of the bathroom, her mom is, like, on her way, like, in, and she looks like she's been having to go to the bathroom for a while. Like, she's been holding it, so she's, like, already running in there. And so, yeah, that's how I met my ex's mom, was on the way out of the bathroom that I had just destroyed, and she was on her way in.
Wow.
3 weeks into the relationship.
God. And so, you shit it in the house. That's gross.
Yeah, it was bad. I told you, it was either Indian or Thai.
That's so gross.
Well, hey.
I tell my people, you can't use my bathroom until we're dating a year. Gotta use the fucking corner or something outside.
Go outside behind the shed.
See that bush? That's why we have big bushes in the front of our yard.
She's all, see that bush? That one's mine. You use the one next to it.
The man, like, is the bigger one. The woman is the smaller one.
Like some lady at the airport, she asked me, do they have a bathroom here? And I'm like, no, everybody just shits in a plant outside. She got pissed. She was
so
like,
while she was shitting in the plant.
That is so messed up.
She got mad, and I was like, we were standing in front of the fucking bathroom, and I'm like, no, everybody just shits in a plant outside, and she's like, asshole, and then walks away. I'm like, the best part is she turned around and looked up and realized, like, okay, I'm standing right in front of the bathroom, and she had that one coming.
You ask dumb questions, you're going to get a dumb answer.
I asked a dumb question at a lady at a buffet, and I didn't get any response. Was it all fun and games?
They just fucking give up on you, dude. They're like, fuck this.
Right? I was like,
I'm gonna try.
Was it all fun and games until that point? And, oh, yeah, the lady was wearing an eye patch.
What?
Yeah, there was a lady at a buffet that was wearing an eye patch, and I asked her, I was like, was it all fun and games until that point? And she just kind of, like, I guess half stared at me since she, like, was rocking the eye patch.
Rocking it?
I mean, I would say she gave me the evil eye, but I mean, she only had really one good one to use anyways. I don't think she
literally the evil eye.
She's like trying to multitask, like look and give me the evil eye at the same time. But no response from that one, just kind of dead silence.
That Cyclops motherfucker.
You know, it's like you're going to go out in public dressed like a pirate. You may as well have a sense of humor.
I was just going to say that. I was like, was it a pirate themed?
Jester draws a skull and bones like right on the front of the
patch. Here, let me hook you up.
I got this.
You hand him a fucking yogurt and be like, here's the yogurt one-eyed monster. Yogurt. What is that called? It's like a one-eyed monster yogurt thrower.
It's called
some
a penis. It's called a penis.
The yogurt slinger?
Yeah, pretty much.
The yogurt slinger.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for. The yogurt slinger.
So Cookie, where is that? That was used in a movie. Movie trailer. James Vanderbeek. Yogurt slinger, Pedro. It was euphemisms for the word penis.
Oh my God! Wait up.
Varsity Blues.
Oh, she got it.
You go, girl. You get it.
I'm lost.
You never saw Varsity Blues?
No.
It was great. Oh, man. It was really good.
Oh, whipped cream bikini.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. The whipped cream bikini. Did you see when they made fun of it in another teen movie?
Yes.
That was my favorite part where he was like, he's all, it's not an ice cream float. It's a banana split. And he turns around and the fucking banana's in his ass.
Shit.
We only watch classy films on this show.
That's right.
So, we're going to go ahead and get into a little bit of a game here. And since this is one that we've actually kind of been pushing off for a little bit because we've been having some technical difficulties, but we got our shit together this week. So, we're going to have Mr. Mixit read four different stories and then... he and the rest of us are going to have to try to guess who wrote that story. So, whenever you're ready, you want to go ahead and just read them off, and then we'll try to see who wrote that first one. You can read them in any order you want.
All right, let's start with this one down here. I was once pulled over by a cop for doing absolutely nothing. He said that I was speeding and tailgating and honking at the cars in front of me and yelling at people. I asked him if I was doing that. Then why did I have to roll down the window when you pulled my when you pulled me over? The other thing is, I was sitting in traffic. How was I speeding? He looks at me, then he looks at his partner, and then walks back to the car. They left me and didn't say anything.
I know the story that is.
Come on.
Well, let's take a guess. Who do you think of the four of us that's...
Is it Pepper?
No.
No?
I don't drive.
Oh.
Jasmine, what do you think?
I think it's you.
Yeah, I so thought that.
Cookie?
No, I'll go with Jester.
Yep, it's me.
Yay! We're so smart.
So yeah, he yelled at me, and I was like, I had to roll down my window, dude. How was I yelling and like waving out the window? And how do you speed in gridlock?
Cops are so stupid.
All right.
Next one. So here's one of my many stories that I've got for you. A previous boyfriend was sitting with me, and after a night of partying, when we came home, he fell asleep, and I decided I still wanted to party more. So I freshened up, called a guy I was into, which happened to be a friend of his, and when he picked me up, my boyfriend heard the car rev, woke up, and asked if that was so, and so I said I must have been having a dream about him and go back to sleep. He did, and I left. So, proofreading next round.
Just learn how to read.
Let's see.
Pepper. I know who that is.
No. Not, what do you think of me?
After your response, I was going to say Cookie too, but now I'm going to say, okay, that's Pepper for sure.
Yeah.
Get it, Pepper. Get it.
Why?
However, after the first sentence of this next story, I was going to say pepper too. So,
what about it I burns should, when I pee. I should Am go I just in, all the stories to you? Yeah. Am I that bad of a person?
I'll just start reading. I once wanted to de-virginize my neighbor's son. He was Jehovah's Witness.
That's not you? Wow, you're like one of the only people that I know is old enough to still use that word.
No, that's so not me. Wait, did I give you two stories or what?
He was a Jehovah's Witness preacher's son. I used to go to his house and sneak in so he can film me showing him the goods. No touching, though.
Yeah, also, that was Cookie.
Yeah.
Also, keep reading. Also, he used a kitchen timer to gauge how long I could be in his house. Fast forward almost a decade later, I still send him sexy shit, but this time I filmed them myself, and I sent it to him when his wife isn't around.
Are you making that up right now, or is that really a story? God damn.
Jasmine, it's Jasmine.
It's Cookie.
Is it you?
It's me.
It's Jasmine.
How are you going to say that's me? Like,
we're just playing the odds, Pepper.
Mr. Mix-It.
Your current relation is still in high school. No. You just took him to a senior prom.
He just graduated from college. Get it right.
Adult college?
Yes.
Big I boys. Can't believe you guys couldn't figure it out and had a hard time. You guys are like guessing all sorts of people throughout the story. And I'm like, it's priest.
Preacher, priest, I thought it was like Cookie.
Well, when I heard de-virginize, I thought immediately it was you, because I'm like, yeah,
I don't want to take no one's virginity.
You're the only one that I know that says that. I guess you're not then. I guess yes. Jasmine says it too.
See, I know.
Well, no, this is more like a throwback, though.
True, true.
Yeah, it's a throwback.
Well, my story's a throwback too. It ain't present. Like, it's not now.
Yeah, we're not talking about throwing back jizz. We're talking about...
Wait, what? I'm out. I'm
just,
out.
Just relax your throat. Put your head back.
You embrace that shit and
challenge.
Suck for more.
You just swallow.
All right, so we got one last one, and we know who it is. Well, let's hear it anyways.
Damn this
it.
Yay.
I'm sure I lacked much skill and was probably awful at it, but at the age of 22, I had gone to Chowtown on a current acquaintance's new wife. It's cool. He was there.
Miss Cookie.
Guilty. I say acquaintance, it's nobody here, but I still talk to this person now and again, and we're acquaintances. They're not like a friend of mine, but I still have a good relationship with them, so
well,
that's why I say acquaintance. It's no one here,
this,
but...
Because they're going to know who you're
yeah,
talking
exactly.
about. Yeah, exactly. You said Chowtown.
You like that, huh, Pepper?
Yes, I love it.
Well, going... talking about old acquaintances and in the past, and brings us to our next topic is first breakups. I know everybody's had one of those.
I've still been. I'm still with mine. So
still with your what?
Still virgin.
Says your 10-year-old son.
Oh, still that, with your bullshit. Okay, I got it.
That was implant. Like I told
oh,
you,
shit.
Baby Jesus. He's baby. Jesus.
It was the ghost.
The ghost got me pregnant.
Again, that Bill Cosby. I tell you.
They give
or Patrick Swayze.
Yes, he's so hot. Aww.
Isn't he still in the
He's
corner?
He's also so dead.
Rest in peace.
They put that baby in the corner real quick.
He has a cool new nickname, Ghost.
Dirty Dancing.
That's how he got in the corner.
Dirty, well, now it's like dirty dancing, dirt napping. So the follow-up.
Dirty Dancing.
So who wants to volunteer to kick this one off, the first breakup one? I see a lot of people cringing already. This is probably going to be good.
Like first breakup or like first memorable one? Or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah,
you've first time
broken
up
with a shit ton of people, it seems.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wow.
No, I've only been in a few relationships.
A few hundred?
Like a few. I can count them on one finger. I mean, one hand.
What?
Sorry.
What?
One hand.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen.
The masturbation session's over, Pepper.
Hey, bartender, make us another drink. Make it a double. Yeah,
can't she's get cut any off. Worse. She can't is get cut any off. Worse. She's had enough.
Whatever. It's never enough.
That's what a tramp stamp says.
No, it says I thought it was Mucha Carne or something.
It says more, please. And on the other, it's on the other side, it says circle it up.
No,
I'm
it says
ready.
Slippery when wet. Head in only.
Yes or no?
The front, it says out of order, go to the back.
The other side, it says make up your fucking mind.
And then it just points up to her mouth.
In service.
We got the same tattoo on the same day. That's why I'm so.
I know. That's why we're blood sisters.
Oh, is that why you have that tattooed on your upper lip if all else fails?
That's also how I got hepatitis. Thanks, Pepper.
Sorry.
First herpes, then hepatitis. You're on a roll.
She's all you can cure one of them. Yeah. Stupid.
You treat her right. Be smart.
So, yeah, now that we clarified the whole breakup thing.
Well, my first breakup, I was 21 years old. I was with my boyfriend for 7 years, and yeah, I had to break up with him because he was not a good thing for me. So he's an asshole.
So you dumped him or he dumped you?
I broke up with him. Yeah, that was my only breakup because all the other ones dumped me.
Shocker.
Why would you dump me? I'm a good person. You told me you love me, don't you?
We have to tell you that. We're in church.
He says that to a lot of people.
You promised me.
Was I drinking?
You made me a promise. We'd stay
together.
I was probably drinking.
The trick is to catch him when he's not drunk.
Right? Next time I'm going to get it in writing.
Or right when I'm on that borderline between coherent and like, I'll see you on the
other
side.
No, just next time make him sign a contract.
The love contract?
You're not breaking up with me.
Like on the Chappelle show, the love contract?
Oh, man.
I guess that was more to make sure it was consensual after the whole Kobe thing came out.
Oh, wow.
Well, because at the end of the skit, he turns around after she signs the contract. He's all, Kobe.
These days, you should make people sign contracts.
I'm going to just record you on video just saying, yes, this is cool. We're going to do this. And then we can, like, put the video camera down. It's not recording.
The red light's on.
Right? It's charging. It's just to make sure in case of an emergency, somebody can still call me or something. Whatever. So, I guess I'll go next. First breakup, I was maybe like 15 or 16. I think that one was relatively easy because it was a girl that I didn't really get to see that often just because we went to different schools on, you know, different sides of town. And at the time I didn't drive, so... she, I guess, was seeing somebody else, and I was already seeing somebody else, and we were still, like, kind of pretending that, like, everything was cool, and then one day she's like, hey, you know what, we need to talk, blah, 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 and so this all happened over the phone, and so she goes, I have a confession to make, I've been seeing somebody, and, you know, we kind of hit it off, and we just never get to see each other, sorry, and I was like, oh, so... you're breaking up with me then? She goes, yeah, I think it's for the best. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. And she was like, what? What do you mean, all right, cool? I mean, like, I went, I mean, not like, no, I get you. We're straight. All right, cool. And she was like, well, hold the fuck on. You don't seem the least bit upset. And I'm like, I am. Sniffle, sniffle.
You're all like, you know that guy you're dating? I'm dating his mom. We talk about you guys all the time. It's adorable.
So, yeah, and she asked and she was like, are you seeing somebody? Is that why you don't give a shit? And I'm like, let's not change the subject. You're the bad person here, and I think that's how we're going to tell the story afterwards when it's all said and done, since you're the one that admitted to cheating, and I didn't. Do you have it on video? No, then I didn't.
Prove it.
What about you, Jasmine?
Oh, my God.
Well, my first breakup? My first relationship was so fucking lame because it was, like, a long-distance relationship. And, like, anyways, I kind of try to convince him to have an open relationship towards the end, but at the end I was like, I'm fucking 17 years old. I want to go fuck other guys.
She said that.
I gotta keep my options open.
Yeah, I want to explore the world.
Options is what she calls her vagina.
This isn't enough. Like, we don't see each other enough, you know? Like, it sucks. I feel like I'm running over you, and I'm bored, and we're too, way too young to settle down.
Oh, definitely.
And now that I fucking think of it...
You should have stayed with him?
Yeah, no. 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 No, I would have totally just been like a trophy wife probably by then, but then... I don't know. Who the fuck knows? All I know is that I got to fucking explore my sexuality after that, so I'm all for it.
For breaking up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She got to experiment.
Advocate
yeah,
of... Well,
I got to explore.
Well, I don't know if she was advocating breaking up or advocating the sexual exploration, so I'm just trying to clarify.
Well, both, because I wouldn't have done it if I would have stuck with him.
Stuck with. I love how you say
that. And I wouldn't be...
So tied down.
Not stood, but stuck.
The old ball and chain.
But I... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I wouldn't be who I am now if I didn't break up with that dude.
Maybe that's a good thing, though. No.
So. That's my story. Who's next?
Cookie, Mr. Mix-It.
We all said our stories, no?
Mr. Mix-It, go. You get it.
I guess the first relationship I had was like, you know, high school on and off, and then the actual breakup, by this time she was in college, and I went to
her... Pubic head?
I think we settled on Kuntinsky.
There we go. There we go.
Kuntinsky.
The grasshopper?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Same one. All one and the same. So I went over. First red flag was she told me don't show up to my dorm room and surprise me because I'll be studying. So what woman says that unless there's something going on? So I didn't, and I went over when she invited me, and she was picked up her phone and she grabbed it out of my hand. And pretended, he's like, oh, I'm going to take a picture of you. I'm like, oh, here we go. So she opens up her flip phone, broke-ass bitch, and pretends to take a picture of me while she's deleting text messages. So I just said, oh, here, let me help you. So I grabbed the phone out of her hand, and I broke it in half, and I said, I don't want to date you anymore, and I left. That was it. I mean, that was after me crawling back several times, which I left out, but now I was finally over it, so.
I'm glad you're over it.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
That bridge is built.
That's pretty messed up.
Done.
Chicks are harsh.
You're better for it.
Yes. You're a better person.
All right, Cookie. Leaves you on the chopping block.
Dang it. My first breakup was about 10 years ago now, and it was somebody who I actually went to high school with. And it wasn't like we broke up because we didn't get along or we didn't have similar views. We broke up because they were moving up north, like out of state up north. And it was just like, let's not do the long distance relationship thing. So we broke up.
You see what I mean?
Yes, it doesn't work. I mean, I wouldn't even try.
It does. So,
shut up.
Well, I don't want to say it doesn't work per se. I just think like. You have to have, like, a lot of fucking, like, sexting and Skype sex and webcam sex or what have you.
And see, this was 10 years ago, so like, technology isn't what it is today.
Well, like, 10 years ago, I don't think I would have been able to do that.
They had fucking Yahoo Messenger 10 years ago, okay? I know, because I was doing it.
Like, I'd be younger 10 years ago, so I wouldn't be able to do that. But now, like, I've learned, and, yeah, I can have a long-distance relationship. Like, you learn. I don't know. If you love somebody, you love somebody.
And, oh,
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So we end up breaking up. This person's, like, still a good friend. Like, we did not end on bad terms. We just decided, you know what, you're moving. It's far. Just go separate ways. And so 2 years ago, I get a message from them on Facebook. Like, oh, hey, I'm coming to town. Like, let's hang out. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And so they come to town, and we have, like, a really stupid drunken night, like, just ridiculously intoxicated. And we're going through, like, old things, like old issues, which were non-existent, really. But we were going through old issues. And they're all, I, being super drunk, said, oh, I wish you didn't move. Like, I wish you would have stayed here. Mind you, at this point, they'd come down and they already told me, like, oh, yeah, I'm moving back. And I was like, oh, shit. So, like, I just thought I was, like, saying empty words, like, just being nice.
You're and they're all like, she's gonna go back.
Yeah, so they told me, they're all like, oh, then they just stay quiet. Like, literally, oh, and then they just stay quiet. I'm all like, what? And they're all like, no, I can't say it. I'm all like, no, just say it. They're all like,
you're making it gay.
Oh, shit.
No, that's
what
we are.
No?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I end up finding out, like, they didn't even move up north for anything in particular just to kind of get, a new set of scenery or whatever. They're all like, I was actually waiting for you to tell me not to move. I didn't want to. I would have stayed. And I was like, oh, shit. But, like, we're at my house right now. I need to go. I couldn't get out of the car fast enough. And then I was just like, That's like awkward dating history on top of like awkward breakup on top of like, oh shit. But that's my only breakup story. Like, I literally got with the person I'm with like that next day and we're still together on and off. We'll see what the day brings.
It's all we're still together and going strong today.
For now.
He's all, catch me in 10 minutes.
Oh, my phone's going off. And I'm single again.
And it's gone. All right, guys, it looks like we're coming up on our time. Wanted to say thank you again to Mr. Mixit for being in the house. And
it's cool. Thank you, guys.
This is going to be...
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
You need to bring him back again.
Aviation next time.
This is going to be a regular reoccurring segment, and just so you guys know, we're planning on having the podcast go into seasons, and we're going to be having the bartenders in the house for sure in more often during season two. And we're also going to be having the Cannabis Cooks Corner a little bit more.
Every episode we should have.
Well, maybe when we start, when we break a million subscribers and iTunes is knocking on our door, then we can afford a salary. Until then, maybe we'll just shoot for once or twice a month.
That would be nice. Fucking iTunes sponsoring our fucking weed habit and stuff.
So iTunes, if you're out there listening...
iTunes or any pharmacies, CVS, Walgreens.
That's Rice and Beans Rite podcast.
Thrifty. Do they still have that?
Thrifty, yes.
No.
They don't.
It's called Rite Aid.
It's called Rite Aid, yeah.
Rite Aid. Oh, that's right. Oh, my God.
You so old bitch.
It's still called, well.
Right?
Well, to him, it's Thrifty.
No, it's.
Pick and Save is now Big Lots.
No, they still what? Do.
Yeah.
No, they,
what?
Pick, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
No,
wait,
Thrifty
is
there
still
Thrifty,
Robinson's May?
No.
No. They died.
Wait, I've never heard of Robinson's May in so long.
No, they're still there.
I thought they were shutting down.
That's Sears.
But they always try to shut down.
No.
Oh, my God, we could totally have an entire segment just saying this.
In other parts of the country, the Thrifty is still Thrifty.
I'm going to call you Babe.
That's a pig reference. How dare you?
I love the little...
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Aw, Babe the pig.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Stay tuned in. Next week, we'll be coming back at you with another installment.
When you're too horny to sleep and you're too tired to masturbate, listen to Rice and Beans.
Chronicle the night, because then tomorrow's the day of the end of stormy weather. Jessica coming through, tough as jackets of leather. wind them up and watch them go like someone pissed in his Cheerios. Another round of foam. So once again, here we go. Let me get my stroll on the mic tonight. You ain't stopping the kid. Shining so hella bright, you think I stole the sunlight. Teasing the need for beats in the hollow days of yore. Now they all be steady knocking up on heaven's door. When it's over, smirk the average man and retire. And like NBA Jam, chronic ones on fire. I'm really not the same, one of the face in the rain. I'll be the Heisenberg of rap, so remember my name. It's like the year of the boomerang, it's coming back around again. C-H-R, O-N-I-C, the one revolution that be changing the game. It's the rise of an empire, the end of a dark era. Music resurrected through the notes we connected. Like a phoenix from the ash, can you hear a speaking name?